On Tuesday night, the Michigan men's basketball team beat Illinois to earn its first outright Big Ten title since 1986. What's more impressive to me, Michigan sports commentator John Ubakin, is how they have done it. Once Tom Izzo got Michigan State's basketball team rolling in the late 90s, the Spartans dominated the state for more than a decade. Izzo's teams have earned 16 straight NCAA invitations, 7 Big Ten titles, 5 Final Fours, and 1 national title in 2000. Along the way, Izzo took 18 of 21 games against the Wolverines, who have had 4 different head coaches during his tenure. But what a difference a few years make. Michigan basketball coach John Beilein has beaten the Spartans 6 of their last 8 meetings and returned the long-dormant program to its previous heights. And by previous heights, I mean 1986, which is the last time Michigan won the Big Ten title outright. I was a senior that year, about the same age as these players' parents. This is just the latest of a lifetime of upsets for Beilein, starting with his coaching career itself. He was working in a sewer, literally, when his dad appeared in a manhole above to tell him a job had unexpectedly opened at the local junior high, and maybe he should take it. At Beilein's next 6 stops before Michigan, his players were always too small, so he created a new system that stressed outside shooting. His unconventional approach worked in high schools, community colleges, and 3 Division I universities. But would it work on the Big Ten's big stage? After Beilein's 3rd season in Ann Arbor, when his Wolverines couldn't even win half their games, a lot of folks concluded he was not ready for prime time. Beilein didn't listen, sticking to his system but overhauling his staff. Those were 2 big-time gutsy moves, and both paid off. The next year, Beilein's Wolverines won the Big Ten title. Last year, they got to the NCAA title game, and this week, they took another Big Ten title, the 3rd straight banner they'll be hanging in Beilein's honor. Unlike a few Michigan banners from the 1990s, which were taken down due to NCAA sanctions, these will be up as long as the building. Because Beilein's system stresses savvy over size, he can afford to pass on the 5-star high school prospects everybody else wants and take the players they don't. That list includes Zach Novak, Trey Burke, Karis LeVert, and Nick Stauskas, smart, coachable kids who either graduate on time or go to the NBA. Then Beilein and his staff develop those overlooked players, turning them into Big Ten stars and NBA regulars. Perhaps unexpectedly, Beilein has also attracted the sons of NBA stars like John Horford, Tim Hardaway Jr., and Glenn Robinson III. Their parents are rich, so their sons cannot be bought. They also know how slick other coaches can be, too, so they can't be fooled. So when they pick John Beilein's program to develop their sons as people and as players, that says something. Beilein pulled off his latest surprise this season. Michigan lost 2 stars to the NBA, then first-team preseason All-American Mitch McGarry had to have back surgery mid-season. Most experts believed Michigan had no chance for another Big Ten title and might even miss the NCAA tournament entirely. I did write, "Do not count them out," but that's a far cry from predicting another Big Ten banner. The team showed more guts than the rest of us. Even now, many naysayers believe Michigan won't go far in the NCAA tournament. But do you really want to bet against Beilein again? He has a history of proving the doubters wrong for his entire life. If John Beilein is not the Big Ten Coach of the Year, Michigan should demand a recount. Don't be surprised if he wins the national award, too. It's hard to imagine a more deserving recipient, on or off the court. Not bad for a guy who started his coaching career by climbing out of a sewer.